This is Northwest Colorado News. I'm Shannon Lukens. The man who died Tuesday night in the three-vehicle crash on Highway 40 was 38-year-old Daniel Sundar Baker of Craig. He was the parts director with Cook Chevrolet. The dealership says he was a devoted husband and father of four children. There's a GoFundMe page that's been set up. Two Rock County residents were honored by the Tretta Pioneers Museum Tuesday night. Winnie Della Quadri received the annual Leckenby Award for being a volunteer for inspiring youth and her contributions to the community. The Larson Award winner is honored posthumously. Erlen Neese was a county resident and former mayor, worked in the banking industry for 63 years. One thing he made sure happen was getting Oak Street paved for the first time. The Forest Service will be burning slash piles in the next few weeks and months in the Medicine Bow and Route National Forest. It will depend on the weather, but you'll see smoke. Slash piles are also being burned in the White River National Forest and BLM lands in Eagle, Garfield, and Summit counties. The Moffat County Board of County Commissioners meeting with representatives from Yampa Valley Electric today. Memorial Regional Health hosts community conversations with physical therapist Erica Lucas. The topic is pelvic health. That's at noon today at MRH. Spot the Spot with Dr. Lori Good and the Memorial Regional Health Dermatology Team. That's from 4 to 6 today at the Craig Senior Social Center. Skate Church is hosting professional freestyle skateboarder Tim Burns from 6 to 8 today. It is free. Bring your friends to Skate Church at 2851 Riverside Plaza. Women United is hosting a class called Understanding Personal Insurance through United Way to the Yampa Valley, 5:30 today at CMC and Steamboat. It includes dinner. Haydentown Council meets at 7 o'clock tonight. Veterans will be at Steamboat Christian Academy Friday morning at Steamboat Christian Center. Veterans will then be at Casey's Pond at 10 o'clock tomorrow to visit with the veterans there. All students in the Sirocco School District gathered for the all-district picture Wednesday. Superintendent Kirk Henwood said it was also to celebrate attitude of gratitude and a mindset of it's a good day for a good day.
And we're highlighting things like the Veterans Day Assembly, the fire department visiting the preschool, our RAMS profile of a graduate. All around, again, it's a good day for a good day and keeping a positive attitude.
And then the elementary school students from South Route Elementary in Yampa practiced their song for last night's concert with the high school band. And that's the news. I'm Shannon Lukens. Check it out for yourself at KRAIRadio.com, where the locals go for news.